everybody, and welcome back to another exciting episode of Take Two. This is our episode 28. I am Bo with my friend Nick.
What's up, everybody? Good to be back for another week of Take Two Universe ranting and raving about movies, TV shows, comic books, and superheroes, and everything else that goes along with geekdom.
I think we have a lot of exciting things to talk about, a lot of upcoming shows that are on now that we want to review. We'll go over some shows that are movies that are being either remade or rebooted. So we can maybe go over those and
we're gonna be here
maybe
all
decide
night,
what you would like to see redone or rebooted.
Not much. I think I've made it clear. I'm not a huge fan of the reboots. You know, maybe remade certain films if, you know, they make it in the spirit of the last. But, like, I don't know.
I tend to agree with you. I think a lot of the shows that they try to remake tend to be okay, but like you said, the reboot, especially when they don't use the original actors or original people in the new upgraded version, doesn't seem to work as well.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that and just, you know, Hollywood needs to get some originality and just take a chance with something new sometimes, you know, instead of just recycling everything.
So many things out there. It's really hard to come up with something that's an original idea. I mean,
see, I have to disagree because there's a lot of books, a lot of, you know, stories that, you know, with a good writer, you can adapt to a screenplay. Now, I think the biggest issue is they're afraid to take a financial risk, but, you know, that's just my opinion.
I think you're right. I think it's a lot of it's finances. I think it's too much of a risk for somebody. You know, especially, but even like doing books, I mean, is that really an original idea, or is that just taking something that's already been done and then adapting it into a movie?
You know, obviously, you know, they're taking a book, adapting it to a screenplay to put on, you know, the big screen. It's our original idea to put in on the big screen or small screen or whatever. But yeah, I'm just burnt out with all the remakes and reboots. Not saying they're not good. I'm just, yeah, it's been done.
I tend to agree with you. I think a lot of the movies, I was just on looking at a list of a ton of movies that were either in the process of being remade or rebooted. Some are some pretty good ideas. Others were just like, man, I really don't want to see that. It doesn't look good. Yeah. Well, so we go over a couple of lists of things that they were thinking about that I thought were either interesting or not so much.
Well, I guess before we jump into all of that, like our news and movie remakes and our reviews for what we got going tonight, I guess we should start off with the box office and get that out the way, because it wasn't really anything exciting this weekend at the box office, in my
nothing
opinion.
Nothing at the theater at all.
You know, so, you know, at number one, no shocker here, The Fate of the Furious, you know, still number one with $38 million, which is it's a big drop off from their opening week. But
that was huge. What did they do in the first week, like 98?
Yeah.
Something like that?
So, I mean, I don't know. Did everyone who really wanted to see it went out and see it, you know, the opening week, or... You know, don't get me wrong, it's still making a decent amount of money.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a serious drop. I mean, that's a... Yeah, but hey, there's a lot of Fast and the Furious fans out there. And hey, support, you know, whatever you're into, go see it, support it. Not my cup of tea, but...
They've got... I'm looking at maybe one more week of number one. Because it doesn't look like a whole lot's coming out this week either.
No.
And then, of course, you know, after that, we got the... Guardians, that's going to blow it up.
That's going to crush it. I mean, so enjoy their pillar at the top for one more week, and that's a wrap.
That's it. That's when the summer blockbusters begin.
And coming in number two, Boss Baby, $12 million, which isn't too bad for what it is. And yeah, the family went out of town to visit. My wife had to go visit her folks, and they went to see it, and she was telling me that it's a pretty solid movie, pretty funny.
Yeah.
So
I've heard the same thing. I've heard, I think Tony went and saw it.
Okay.
And he said that it was actually not bad. He was pleasantly surprised. Thought it was pretty good.
And I'll see it when it comes out on DVD. I don't think I'm going to pay $8 to $12
Yeah, I don't even see me doing DVD.
And still hanging in there, number three, Beauty and the Beast. And I swear Disney has made so much money with this film.
You know what? I think they should just retire.
Yeah.
Disney just needs to retire. They're done.
It's like, oh, my God.
Buy some land somewhere and just sit in a rocking chair and just play with your money.
Like Scrooge McDuck, just go swimming in the money.
Yeah, just fill a pool with money like Scrooge McDuck and just jump in there and just swim in the billions that you've made just in the last couple of years. It's crazy.
I mean, that movie came out in what, March? Like,
it came out, was it mid-March or end of March?
I think not the middle, but not the very end, but still, right. You know, a month later, almost a month and a half later, it's still, you know, $9 million.
This late in the game still is still pretty good.
So
that's, I'm trying to see how much it made overall so far. Do you know?
Not off the top of my head.
Here we go. The opening weekend, it did $174 million. And right now it's at, let's see, USA right now it's at $471 million.
And that's just crazy. In the States. Yeah.
That's just in the U.S., yeah.
So, good on them. I'll never say never. I have no intentions of ever seeing it.
I liked the cartoon version. It was good. I'll probably see it if it's on cable or if I see the DVD. I might borrow the DVD. Yeah. I don't think I'll buy it.
I'll definitely go and see some of the other live actions they got planned. The Lion King, the Aladdin, definitely. I'm sure, honestly, at this point in time, why not make all of your Disney classics into a live action?
You know what? With the success of that one and also the Jungle Book.
Yeah.
Actually, was pretty good. I guess it did pretty well. Sure. I don't know how.
I enjoyed the Jungle Book. I mean, I thought it was good. I don't know how well it did at the theaters, but I thought it was done really well. My son loved it. I mean, I liked it. I enjoyed it. We just watched it like a month ago again, matter of fact. So.
Yeah, I thought it was done well. I thought it was. Action was great. I thought, you know, you didn't even know it was computer generated, you know, a lot of the scenes. So
it was done really well.
Yeah.
So fun. With that, I mean, just the top three, like I said, it's nothing really going on in the box office. You know,
when the Smurfs is like,
oh, yeah, that was, oh my God. I'm surprised that is my issue with Hollywood. The Smurfs is a prime example.
Yes.
They're willing to take a financial risk on that.
Right.
Some of these other great ideas out there, like, are you kidding me? Seriously?
You know, and I think the same way. I think, you know, right now, the comic book genre is just, like, blowing up. And I think there's so many great storylines in the comic verse that are worthy of a movie.
Yeah.
And it just drives me crazy that it's always like, restart, reboot, retelling of the story. You know, like Batman. How many times are we going to know that, you know, his parents were killed in front of the theater? You know, how many times are we going to know that Superman's an alien from another planet that blew up? I mean, it's, you know, get away from that and start getting some, you know, juicy stories with the characters. You know,
you got comic books, you got, you know, sci-fi books, you got mystery novels, you know, suspense novels. I mean, you have a lot of ideas you could adapt to a screenplay, but no, I need to know that there is a female Smurf village. Yeah, I really need to know that. Apparently, well,
you have to know that. I mean, because, you know, I'm sure. What's her name? Smurfette is getting a little tired. Yeah. I mean, I won't go any further with that, but you know,
hey,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, it's hard. It's hard. So.
That's what she said.
Anyway, moving right along.
Move along.
All right, so let's go over some news. First thing, on a sad note, the death of Erin Moraine, the actress from Happy Days, and she was in something else, Bo?
She was also in Joni Loves Chachi, which lasted only one season.
So, but that gets...
which was, you know, it was okay. I mean, I remember when I was a kid, I remember watching it. I used to think she was kind of cute when I was a younger kid. Mm-hmm. As I got older, I thought, what the hell was wrong with my younger self? I didn't think she was all that great when I got older, but all right.
But it's kind of sad.
She's had a pretty a rough life after Happy Days. She became an extrovert. She just, a lot of anger. I think she had drug issues.
She was depressed and like...
a lot of depression.
Financial issues. I mean, it was kind of sad.
Yeah, it's a sad decline. Seems like a lot of these child stars are... you know, something happens to him. I guess it's, I don't know if it's the stress of doing the shows or, you know, whatever, but
I mean,
they seem to not be able to handle it too well.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if she has any family or that was close to her, but I wish them well, and it sucks. I mean, it's...
Me too.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, well, that nice. So, next up in news, we have, to everyone else's delight, you know, a little bit for me, Deadpool 2 has a release date. It's in June of 2018. So, we get to see more of one-liners and...
No, I know you're looking forward to it.
Yeah, you know.
You know, because it was, you know, I thought it was great. I thought it was, Deadpool was kind of I think it was like a character that was just made just to mock one of the DC comics.
Yeah it was.
Characters.
It was made to mock Deathstroke.
Deathstroke, right. Yes. And you know, his name was Wade Wilson.
Slade. It's like Slade.
Slade, right, yeah. Right.
I mean...
But I kind of like the character because, you know, he's just kind of like a smart ass. You know, he just gets on everybody's nerves. You know, nobody can do anything about it because, you know, they can't beat him.
I mean, the movie is funny. It is funny. Like, you know, we've had this discussion with me many times. It is funny. Yeah. It was a good movie the first and second time that I saw it, and I'm good to go now.
Yeah, I've watched it a couple times. Each, you know, even though I know the jokes are coming, I still think they're funny. You know, his little quick one-liners and his flashbacks and his talking to the, what do they call it, breaking the third wall or the fourth wall, fifth wall.
Yeah. See, now Brian is going to come at you tomorrow for not knowing.
Yeah, I know. But, hey, you know, I'm not an actor, so, hey, I don't care. also, I think around the same time they're thinking about coming out with a Dark Phoenix movie?
That is in the works. I don't know if they're going to be able to get the same actress to play who played... I don't know which Jean Grey. I don't know if they're going for the older Jean Grey or the younger Jean Grey, a.k.a. Sansa Stark.
Whichever one the Dark Phoenix came out.
I think it's the older, more adult Jean Grey, right. But... I mean, honestly, I don't know what Fox is doing with the X-Men universe. If you want to reboot something, scrap that nonsense and just start that over.
The whole X-Men series over?
Start the whole X-Men universe over. It's just gotten... They've been back... I have no idea what the storyline is.
No,
I don't know who's alive.
But I think what they need to do is, like you said, redo it, restart it. Maybe not... They don't have to go through the whole, you know, origins and all that stuff like that. People know who they are.
Yeah, just jump right into it, you know?
Yeah, just have them fight people. I mean, have them go out and do what they do. I mean, there's so many good storylines in that.
I mean, like...
And same thing with the Fantastic Four. I mean...
Yeah.
You know,
like, it's just... They've totally confused me. I have no idea what's going on in X-Universe. You know, I don't know who's dead, who's alive. I don't know if the mutants are still alive or they're all gone. Just...
Well, they do. They killed everybody, and then they brought him back, and then they killed everybody again in Logan. So, I mean, you don't know which is which, and I don't know.
Like, it's whatever.
Yeah, exactly. It's whatever.
So, all right. So, next up, back to the live-action Disney talks. Apparently, Will Smith is in negotiations to play the genie, the voice of the genie, in the live-action Aladdin they're trying to iron out. So... That is in the works. I don't know if the Aladdin's going to be before Lion King or vice versa, but Will Smith is definitely in talks. It's not a solid yes as of yet, but they're working on it. So I think he'll do a good job.
Yeah, I think he'll do a great job. I mean, matter of fact, I'm thinking of the genie, and I'm thinking of Will Smith and doing his comedy routines. He's funny. I mean, I think he's perfect for it.
Yeah, so, I mean, hopefully he gets it, and, you know, and whenever they get it, probably won't be until 2019, 2020 or something along those lines, but something to look forward to.
Yeah. And like, just like you said before, I think Disney just needs to start doing live action of, you know, most of their movies, and they're going to make, you know, just as much money as they did before.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, my last piece of news for tonight is, one of the greatest action heroes ever, Sylvester Stallone, will make an appearance in Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Yes.
That's going to be... So I'm going to have Sly and Kurt Russell.
Now, is he... And I heard it's going to be in one of the post-credit scenes. It's going to be like... Isn't there like five post-credit scenes?
Yeah, something like that. I think I think they're going to, from what I was reading, they're going to play some directly after the main film, and then you have to wait for one or two more. But it's whatever. It's they're going to be good, probably. I mean, but I guess.
I'm hoping they're good. I'm hoping they're not just, so I hope there's scenes that forward the storyline a little bit, you know?
So, I mean, I guess, I don't know, you know, when the Infinity Wars officially start, I don't know how they're going to do the crossovers between, I'm going to just call them GOG and the Avengers, how that's going to work.
Yeah, well, I think it's going to start out with Guardians because it's like, you know, it's out in space. And somehow it's going to come to Earth, and then that's when the Avengers are going to kick in. Because I've listened to some of the directors, and they're talking about they did actually. I think it was on a video that came out about how they're making the Avengers movie, mm-hmm. and how they couldn't do this one until after they did Civil War and basically break up the Avengers.
Okay.
So Earth is vulnerable. So that's how. I guess this guy comes in, you know, Thanos.
The big purple guy. we'll check it out whenever it comes out.
I'm looking forward to it. I think the next couple of years are going to be fantastic. Yeah. I mean, you know, I think DC's looks like they're starting to get their shit together.
Yeah.
Pardon my language. Stuff together.
But hey, but you know what? I don't blame you because they do need to get their crap together.
They do. I think the Justice League, I think Wonder Woman is going to do it. I think Justice League is going to do it for him.
Yeah.
I think they're going to start catching up.
Well, hopefully. I mean, I want to see them succeed and actually do these movies well. Because, I mean, I want to see a good Batman movie, I want to see a Superman movie that makes me become a Superman fan. If they can do that, then they've done a miracle has happened.
I agree. Yep. But that's the thing. I mean, a lot of the good stories from Superman, and it's same, and a lot of comics have this problem. A lot of comics look good on paper and they're great reads, but when you put them on the screen, they look kind of silly. You know, yes. It's like how they did with Galactus.
Yeah, you know?
In the comics, it's just this big, you know, he's this huge space guy, goes around sucking on planets.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if you do it in the movies, and it just really looks kind of goofy.
That has to go in one of the all-time worst superhero movies, that Fantastic Four. That was two, right, with Silver Surfer?
It was number two, yeah.
Oh, and
my God. I thought they did Silver Surfer good. I thought
the Silver Surfer looked good. It was just the rest of the film. That was just terrible. Yeah.
When you spend your whole wad on fighting a Ferris wheel, you know, the budget of fighting a Ferris wheel, I mean, it's really...
It's like, what the heck?
You know, yeah, exactly. On? They could have done so much more with that movie. But whatever. Whatever.
What kind of news you got for us tonight, Bob?
Let's see. Let's go with the main one that I heard of today was Netflix. They're continuing their role in movies in production. They spent $105 million... to reunite Scorsese, De Niro, Pesci, and Pacino to make a movie called The Irishman.
So they had a bunch of Italians to do The Irishman?
18. Yeah, exactly. it's going to be, I guess they're going to be playing their same kind of, you know, gangster kind of roles, you know. So I'm sure it's going to be bloody and gory and a lot of cussing.
Yeah.
You know, it says 2019. So it's a little ways in the future, but like I said, they've already paid the money and they got them. And to get all these guys to do one movie together, they've all worked together in some aspect, but I think that I read that this is the first time they've all been together for one movie.
Hey, Netflix is burning through some money, man. I'm telling you.
God, they're crushing it, man. They're crushing it.
Most of their content has been well worth it. They've had some duds, but I'll say far and large, most of their shows are pretty decent.
But see, that goes to what you were talking about. They're not afraid to take a chance on a couple of things that don't look great. But hey, you know, they're having all this success with some of these other shows like the Marvel, and now this is coming up, and some of the Adam Sandler stuff wasn't great.
Like, you know, like the Sandy Wexler was actually pretty decent, you know, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I got to give Netflix credit. I mean, they're definitely changing up the game, and I know the traditional Hollywood, whatever system that is, they don't care for it. They, you know, there's some talk there. They're trying to rein in Netflix and trying to say that, I guess some people are making arguments that Netflix should not be considered for, Netflix shows shouldn't be considered for certain awards or,
that's or crazy.
Because it's not, you know, like their movies don't go to the movie theater. So are they really, do they really count as, you know, theatric releases, you know?
Maybe not theatrical releases, but they are movies.
They are movies.
You know, they are movies. And I guess if Netflix wanted to, they could put it out in a movie. I mean,
yeah.
You know, I'm sure they could find somebody to back this movie, especially, you know. Yeah. I mean, to get this The Irishman out on the theater, I think it would be great.
You know, I'm glad Netflix has given up some options and maybe Hollywood can step up their game.
And same with Amazon Prime. They're, you know, they put out, I like how they put out like shows that are possibilities. They put out the pilots and say, hey, what do you guys think? And, you know, some of them were not great. Some of them were awesome.
Yeah.
So, you know, I like you said, it's good that they're taking chances on new material.
Yeah.
So.
All right. So rolling on. What else you got?
Well, let's see. Let's see. Boop. What's right here? Nope. Nothing there. I think you pretty much covered everything that I had. I had that. Oh, and I wanted to talk about this last time I was on the show. A show on – it's on – is it Amazon? I think it's – no, it's – what's the channel that had Breaking Bad? It's AMC, right?
AMC, yeah.
AMC, yeah. They have a show called The Son. It's about a oil tycoon family or whatever, and they start out – with him as a young boy, his family gets attacked by Native Americans.
Okay.
They kill everybody in his family except him. And they kind of, it's almost like they take him in, and I guess they're going through the process of showing like what he went through. So it's almost like two stories in one. You're seeing him as an old man running his family and his business.
Okay.
And then they flash back to when he's a young man with this tribe and them, you know, abusing them, and then they're training them, and then they're, you know, I guess he's kind of learning their ways, and it's really good. It's really good. I think they're three or four episodes in.
Okay.
I'm pretty caught up. I think I might be one behind, but it's a good show to check out. AMC seems to do pretty well with shows like that. So
AMC is a decent network, man. A lot of, honestly, I can't, anything that I've really followed on AMC, it's been pretty solid. I have to give them credit. They have really good writers, or whatever studios they work with. I mean, I'm trying to think of a bad show that I ever saw on AMC.
No, I can't think of too many. I wasn't really impressed with Better Call Saul at first, but I think it's
usually popular.
Pick up, it's starting to get better. Yeah. It was a little slow for me at first, so I just stopped watching it. But I might binge it one day. Just sit down and just.
I mean, it's two seasons on Netflix, so I mean, honestly, especially when we hit that lull between that mid May to July before the summer season really kicks off, I might try to binge it then. I just have something to watch, you know.
Yeah. There's so many shows right now that I just want to catch up on. You know, there's shows that you guys talk about that I want to see, that I just never have time to see. Yeah, but one of these days I will catch up.
Yeah, so, all right,
it'll be too late.
So let's go. I guess with that, let's roll into some reviews. I'll let you go first.
Let's see, reviews. As far as movies, I haven't really seen any movies. The only movie I went to this weekend was the they had a Prince Purple Rain showing at one of the theaters. You know, for his anniversary of his, I guess not anniversary, but it's celebration of his life.
Okay.
One year anniversary of his death. So it was kind of cool. You know, it's a place called the Alamo. It was really more like a party than a movie experience. You know, everybody was up dancing.
Okay.
You know, they gave everybody tambourines, so everybody was banging the tambourines and everybody was singing to the music. It was really cool. It was fun. And the movie was fantastic because they cleaned it up. They remastered it. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun, and that's really all I wanted to see this weekend.
Now, being a Prince fan that you are, which one is your favorite movie, Under the Cherry Moon or Purple Rain?
I'm gonna go with Purple Rain. Okay. Purple Rain's way better. Under the Cherry Moon was a good concept for a movie, but I think he had some problems with the director.
Okay.
And the director left halfway through, so I think he kind of tried to take over. Didn't do too well. Yeah. I mean, the acting wasn't that great. You know, he's not an actor per se.
Yeah.
He had like one or two people in the movie that were actually pretty decent actors. But like I said, the concept of the movie was good. It just kind of fell flat.
Yeah. Did he only do two movies?
No, he did. See, he did Purple Rain, and then he did Under the Cherry Moon. And then he did Graffiti Bridge, which
Graffiti
was
Ridge, yes.
Technically a sequel to Purple Rain. And then he did a concert movie for Sign of the Times, which was in theaters for a short time. And they sold the DVD for a short time, but they pulled it. And it's really hard to get the DVD. So, which kind of sucks because I would love to get a hold of that copy of a DVD and see that show again. I saw it in the theater, and it was awesome.
Why did they pull it?
I don't know. It had something to do with, you know, he's when he was alive and all, going through that whole time, he was very picky about his property. You know, like when it was distributed. I mean, you could barely find stuff on YouTube. He would always have it pulled. He would pull his stuff from one site to another. For a while, iTunes didn't have any print stuff. He had all this stuff on Jay-Z's music channel or music distribution. So he was pretty weird when it came to his music, you know, especially because of the fight he had with Warner Brothers. And but I don't know the exact reason why he pulled that particular show, that movie. Because it's really good. I mean, the music, it's probably arguably one of his best albums and one of the best ever as far as rock and roll. I mean, it's up there in, like, if you have a rock and roll list, you know, of the best albums ever. It definitely ranks up there pretty high. So,
I never heard of it. So.
You're hurting me right now.
I'm here. All right, I'll have to see if I can find it somewhere.
Well, I want to find it. I think now that, you know, his family is starting to take over, I think a lot of stuff's going to start coming out, and that might be one of them. Yeah. I think he's going to come out with some albums and some music, and hopefully they re-release that.
All right,
it'd be awesome. Okay, be really good. Other than that, I really have nothing else to review. I finished watching the 13 Reasons Why.
Okay.
We put a review up, myself and Brian put a review on take2podcast.com. Remade. I think Tony was in charge of doing that, which is really good. So it's actually really, you did a great job. I mean, easy to, you know, find things and really colorful, and you know, it's really cool.
Okay, so like 13, you said it's 13 Reasons Why, right?
13 yeah. Reasons Why. Very good show, very binge worthy. You really get sucked in. I think later on we're going to do a show just on 13 Reasons Why. Okay. Brian and I wanted to do it, and I think Craig wants to join too because he's watching it now. So hopefully when he finishes, we'll get into that and break it down. It'll probably be a spoiler episode.
Hopefully no one goes into a state of depression after, you know.
You know, I can't say that they won't because it was very emotional for me. Yes. I don't get usually too emotional on shows, but it was pretty sad.
I have to check it out. I mean,
yeah, you should. You'd like it.
Well, I don't know if I should I like it or should I be informed by it. I don't know.
A little bit of both. I mean, you like it because it was a good story.
Okay.
It's a good story. And it does, you know, bring into light, you know, suicide, especially teen suicide. And of course, you have your veterans who commit suicide for whatever reasons. But it really goes into the psyche of why somebody decides to commit suicide, and it's usually not just one thing. It's usually a bunch of things that
kind of accumulate,
and you know, it takes a toll on somebody. And it also not only shows the things that would cause somebody to, but it also looks at things that, if done a different way, may have saved her life. Some things that maybe she could have done that would have helped her. So there's a lot of aspects to look into.
Okay.
It was done well. It was done well.
Well, I'm looking forward to you guys' special edition. So
yeah, that should be fun. Definitely going to be a spoiler edition. So if you want to watch it, finish it, and then listen to our show, you know, write in, email, text us, whatever it is you do, what you thought about it, anything you want us to talk about, we'll look into it and talk about it.
All right. Yep. So, well, with that being said, if you're all done with your reviews,
yes,
I have two things I want to go into. Well, I guess first I'll go ahead and kick it off with The Expanse. I did a nice blog post about it, but The Expanse season 2 just wrapped up, and I've mentioned the show to all of you guys. I don't know if yes. anyone's actually gotten around to watching it yet, because like we said, we have so much going on and so much to watch. But this series, man, I'm telling you, it I watched the first two episodes probably sometime last month on Amazon. It was another coworker who told me about it like 2015 when the show first started. And I'm like, all right, I'll get around to it. You know, I never heard of the books or anything yet or anything like that. It's like I just thought this is another show on sci-fi that they're going to try to lure me in. I'm going to get excited, going to start watching it, and they're going to abruptly cancel it. This is what Sci-Fi Channel does. So I'm like, I'll jump into it whenever. So like a month ago, on Amazon, I saw it. Like, you know what? Screw it. And try. After like second episode, I'm hooked. I'm like, wow, this is a great story. You know, it's done well, like visually, and it's like a political action drama, a political action sci-fi drama. You know, that's just like, it's not some cheesy over the top. It's not a space opera like Star Trek or anything like that. It's, you know, some people might think it would be like Battlestar Galactica, you know, which was good. The remake anyway was good, but it's not. They're not trying to go for that overtly dark vibe that the remake of the Battlestar Galactica series went for. Just like, right. it's kind of hard to explain, but like, this was just done.
So what's the premise of the story?
So this takes place like a little over 200 years in the future, and humans have colonized the solar system. You know, we have ships fast enough to get us to the outer planets, which being, you know, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, etc. And I knew you were going to do it. You took the bait.
am I that obvious? Come on.
Sometimes. But,
sorry. My 13-year-old kid just jumped out on me. I'm sorry.
So, all right. So people are living on Mars, living on the moon, and obviously Earth. And those are the inner planet systems. So,
I'm assuming that these planets, they're like, still not livable, but they're living in like...
On Mars, they're trying to terraform to make it livable, but they have dome cities.
Okay.
So, like, you know, they're all living in dome cities, like, out in, you know, space. But, like, the Martians are their own governing body. Like, so the humans on Mars and Earth and Luna are the rich and powerful, essentially. They have the most money. They have the biggest militaries. So there are, you know, and they have some animosity with each other. But also the people who live in the asteroid belts and on the moons of the outer planets, they're known as belters, and they feel that they are treated as like second class citizens. So you have this political dynamic and, you know, these hostilities, and it's almost like tribalism almost, because, you know, the Martians are Mars first, Earth, or, you know, the people on Earth are Earth is first, and the belters, like, you know what, it's us against everyone else. And like, so you have that, and I don't want to give too many spoilers, but like, you have that. So you have the first season starts off with Detective Miller, played by Thomas Jane, who gets a contact. I'm sorry, his boss gives him a contact of an individual who wants him to track down his daughter, and, you know, so he starts investigating, and simultaneously while he's doing that, another star. One character, James Holden, played by Stephen Strait, him and his crew are there on a water hauler. So if you live on the belts, you are actually, you know, it's space, so you got to get water from someplace. So the moons around Saturn and the asteroids around Saturn has tons and tons of water. So people actually get a job on a spaceship and go and mine ice and bring it back. So it's a big commodity. So they're on one of these ships. And they get lured out to a beacon for someone who needs rescue. Well, it's a setup. And their ship gets destroyed. And well, and then that kind of sets off a set of events like, you know, James Strait's character and a couple other characters get away. But like that set up a whole nother chain of events for them to start investigating, like who caused this, why did they do it? And there's a bigger thing in play where you have the shady entity that's trying to stir up trouble amongst, you know, the human, like amongst the Earthers and the Martians and the Belt, kind of get everyone fighting to as a distraction almost.
Okay.
And so they have a secret biological weapon that, you know, has mysterious origins. That goes into play. I can't go too much into that without just giving away spoilers.
But like, okay, well, let me ask you a question. How do they decide who goes where? Like, do people just choose where they go, or
you know,
is it just
it? They just you know, it just started off in the middle. Like, they didn't really say like who wanted to go to Mars, who wanted to go to the belts. Well, like you know, they colonized the moon first, and then they colonized Mars second. And then once they even did a little backdrop, the guy who invented what they call the Epstein drive, he invented a super fast engine. And that then later they were able to go farther out. And essentially, you know, if you're poor or living on Earth and, hey, I'll give you this mining job. It's a little dangerous, but hey, we're going to build a new colony, start a new life. I guess that was kind of, you know, why not?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see that. Because I was just trying to wonder, like, why the Belters were considered second class as opposed to people on Earth and like Mars.
I mean, because they're, I ain't gonna say lower educated, but like they're technically, you can tell that the way they're going for in the show, they took, you know, they speak in a lot of slang. They have like, they're like a mix of, you know, just, it's out with a mix of like English, Chinese, like Hindi, and all, like, and just like it's a mix of slang and the people are, they almost have like a punk rock vibe to them almost on the show. It's kind of weird.
Is it just humans or have they found other races?
It's just humans so far. Like, you know, and it's
so they're not going into the whole, oh, they found Martians and now.
I know. It's just, you know, like the people who moved to Mars are, they're calling themselves Martians. But like, but there's some mysterious things going on in effect, you know, so I don't want to get too much into that. But,
Sounds interesting. Yeah. I definitely would check it out.
I mean, I got in and watching the show, like, you know, I mentioned on the blog, I got into season, I got to book one and book two while I was watching season one and season two. And like, I'm almost done with book two and I already got book three on order. So,
Okay. So you said how many books are there?
There are six books so far and the seventh book is coming out in November of this year. The first release was in 2011 and every year has been a book released.
Now, if you were to watch the show first, is it pretty close to the book, or is it like one of those things where the show is pretty good, but the book really gets into a lot of good detail?
The book gets into more details, and the show is very, very similar. But they, you know, as watching season one, I see why they made some of the changes that they did to adapt it to a screenplay a little better. Mm-hmm. So, and also it kind of gives you, if you're into the books, you can watch it. It's kind of like Walking Dead. You can watch it. You kind of know, you're not lost. You know kind of what's going on, but you actually have something to look forward to also.
Yeah.
Because it's not 100% accurate, you know, like it's so.
I got you. So it's kind of like Harry Potter. Harry Potter, you know, the book started out and it came out with the movies. Mm-hmm. So you could watch one and read the other one or vice versa and really kind of jump right in and know what's going on.
Yeah, and still really enjoy both. So I mean, it's
good.
So like, now granted, I don't know if they're going to be able to finish the book series on the show because it's, I mean, seven books so far, and like season two just ended, and they're really just finishing book one.
Oh wow!
So unless they plan on doing like 11 seasons, I don't really know how they're going to do that.
Yeah, that's true. How's the ratings? Is it doing well?
The ratings are pretty good, and it's you know, and it's gets really good reviews. The biggest issue with like any science fiction show, the sets is expensive to make.
Yeah,
you know, it's like that's one of the things you can't really go to someplace in this film because you know you got to create this futuristic set. So yeah. All those who are listening, please buy The Expanse on DVD.
Is so it so I can keep watching. Well, you can get on on demand. I mean, is it on any like Amazon or anything?
Yeah, season one's on Amazon Prime because Amazon has a I guess a contract deal with, I think NBC owns Sci-Fi, so they have season one. I'm sure they're going to get season two. Don't know if it's on Hulu, but I know Hulu does have some Sci-Fi shows. And obviously, season two just ended, so I don't know how long it takes them to get on Amazon Prime, but probably by May or June, end of May.
Well, yeah, sounds like our listeners or our followers need to get out there, watch the show, buy the DVD, watch it. You know, keep those series going. It sounds like a good show. I may have to check it out.
Yeah, I mean, I went to a little more detail on the blog, so check out the blog at take2podcast.com. Great. And my second show that I just got into, because I know, won't be as long as The Expanse. You know,
I know, it's fine.
You know, I'm a hardcore sci-fi geek. I get excited when I start talking about
sci-fi. You are our sci-fi geek, that's for sure.
So, but... And this is kind of a sci-fi show also, but like Into the Badlands. You know, I just started watching the show last week. You know, the first season's on Netflix and there's only 6 episodes. So yeah, you can fly through it pretty quick. And then season 2 is like midway through. So I caught up with that on demand. But I was watching Iron Fist and I'm at the last episode of Iron Fist. And then I'm like, you know, Iron Fist isn't bad. It's just the martial arts, like the action, the choreographic stuff on Iron Fist, it's just not that good.
That's what I heard. I heard the story's fine, but the fighting scenes are just horrible.
Yeah, like to be the Iron Fist, I'm like, seriously? So I started watching, you know, Into the Badlands. And I have to say, after the first episode, this is what the Iron Fist had an opportunity to be. But it fell flat when it comes to at least the choreographing of the fight scenes and the martial arts action. And the show is just like, I mean, it's gritty. It's bloody. I mean, it's definitely a guy show. You know, my wife, because I try to get her to watch. She's like, ah, whatever. Not her thing. But, you know, but the premise is 500 years ish in the future. Kind of post, it is not kind of, it is post-apocalyptic. It was some type of war. So the people who rebuilt, you know, they like, you know, no more guns. Guns and bombs, that's what caused us to be in the state. You know, we're done with that. But they still have a few cars and, like, you know, and there's oil and gasoline and stuff like that. So some technology survived, but everything is back to martial weapons. Your swords, your staffs, your bows, your crossbows, ninja stars, etc.
Okay.
So it's kind of a mix of the Wild West with Mad Max with American Ninja type deal. So
I like it. Yeah, sounds like you're going to basics, back to basics.
Yeah, you know, so, it's really, the action is done really well. And it's, is Daniel Wu is the main character. Who else is it? Oh, he's the main character. There's a couple other faces I've seen, a couple different things, but dude, like I said, the action is unbelievable. And like, so Daniel Wu's character plays Sonny, and he's what they call a clipper, and essentially they're just soldiers dash hitmen dash enforcers for the rulers of this new land, and they're called barons, and the land is called the Badlands. And you don't really know what region of the Americas they're in at this point. They never really go in that place, but like and you don't really know what was the devastating war. Yeah, you know, it's, they haven't said anything about radiation, so I don't know if it was nukes or anything like that, right. But so in the Badlands, I don't know, 200-ish years ago, the barons, or not, maybe not even that long, but like the people, they made a treaty called the Foundation Treaty. So each barony has a specialization. One guy produces oil. The one dude that grows like poppies, and you know, so he, you know, heroin and opioids and stuff like that for drug, I guess, medicine and recreational use. You know, one guy mines like gold and ore and stuff like that. So, and they've only introduced like a couple of them. So, I guess they're saving that for next seasons. And so they have clippers, and the clippers are the enforcers and the soldiers, and that's what Sonny is. So Sonny finds this one kid played by the character's MK, and it's played by Armand, I can't remember his last name, but like, and he has this dark inner power that shows up, And it's like he can't control it. When he bleeds, this thing takes over. And he's just like, he's like a beast. He's like super strong, super fast, and like,
oh wow. So they're kind of going into kind of like mutant type stuff, huh?
Yeah, to a degree. So I mean, they haven't really said the origins of this yet, so maybe they might get into it. So I mean, it's definitely it's a different show, and it's definitely, if you want some good martial arts action, some good, you know, sword play and, you know, crazy choreographed stuff, check it out, most definitely. Oh,
I mean, sounds great. I mean, I like those post, you know, apocalyptic shows.
Yes, it's
they always do really well with those.
Yeah, I mean,
Mad Max and stuff like that.
Yeah, they're fun. I mean, you can take so many liberties with it because, you know, it's just, it's wild. And a society is broken down, and they've rebuilt a new society with different rules and different codes of justice, and if you want to call it that, in this particular show.
Right.
But like, it's but it's not bad. I mean, I really enjoyed it so far, and like, I think it's up to like episode 6 of season 2, and this season is going to be, I think, traditional like 10 to 12, well, the new traditional of 10 to 12 episodes is kind of the new thing. So definitely the first season is quick, the pilot season 6 episodes, but you get into it and you get going, and it's I mean, it's a great show. I think it comes on at 10 o'clock on AMC.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
See, AMC, there you go.
Yeah, you know.
AMC. Another good one.
I can't tell you any bad shows I've watched on AMC. So.
Yeah, I don't think there's been too many. I mean, there might be some that I may not quite be interested in, but doesn't make it a bad show. It just didn't catch my my attention.
So. Yeah, and that's, I mean, so far as reviews, that's what I've, essentially, that those two things of what I've been watching the last week or so, waiting for the movie theater to release something to pull me in.
Yes. You know? Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, right now there's really just some good television.
Yeah.
Like, I just gave the shows that I've been watching. So as far as reviews, I'm done with that also.
Yeah, so
there's one thing I actually was looking at. There was a site that had a list of 116 movies that are either being remade or possibly rebooted.
Okay.
So I went through the list, and there was a couple of them that I thought was kind of interesting and didn't understand how they were really going to do it. But I'll throw some out there, and you tell me what you think.
Okay.
So the first one that really caught my eye was Ace Ventura, but without Jim Carrey.
Hmm.
My personal opinion, I don't see how you're going to do it without Jim Carrey, because, okay, I mean, that's Ace Ventura.
Yeah, but Jim Carrey is definitely – he's like Adam Sandler. His latest, well, honestly, I was about to say his latest films, but I don't know what Jim Carrey's really done in the last 5+ years. Can he really do that goofy style of comedy anymore?
Probably not, but I just thought it was kind of weird that they would come out with a remake or a reboot of Ace Ventura without the guy who was Ace Ventura. I mean, he made the movie. His brand of goofiness is what made the movie.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. That's his... Ace Ventura was definitely his take, and he started out with that style of comedy for, you know, in his career.
Yep.
Yeah, it probably wouldn't. I don't know if I would go to the theater to see that.
Yeah, maybe, probably not. Let's see. You already talked about the live action with Aladdin.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got American Werewolf in London. That was Brian's birth movie.
Yeah.
He thought it was pretty good, but not great. But the director's son, Landis, his name is Max Landis. He's taking the helm to remake it. So it'll be interesting to see what he does with it, you know, with the new technology, and see if he can outdo his dad. I mean, you know, what his dad did at that time with the special effects and what they could do now. It'll be really interesting to see.
I mean, special effects wise, that wasn't, for the time it was made, it wasn't too bad.
No, it was good.
Yeah, so. I mean, I could still watch that movie now if it comes on. You know,
I haven't seen it in so long. I think the last time I saw it, I really was really young. So I'd have to go back and rewatch it, you know, just to see. I mean, like Brian said, like compared to what movies are like nowadays, it really wasn't that scary. The only main good part was the scene when he was changing into the werewolf. So,
man, I've been watching Mystery Science Theater 3000, so I can take some cheesy.
I need to watch that. That looks pretty good.
It's funny. It is. The new one's pretty good.
Let's see. Big Trouble in Little China.
I am against it wholeheartedly before you even tell me who's in it. Yeah, just
okay, because Kurt Russell gave his blessing.
Kurt, he's being a gentleman. That's what he's doing.
But it would start with The Rock, which, you know, you can't go wrong with The Rock.
I like Dwayne Johnson. I like him as an actor, but some things are perfect the way they are.
I tend to agree with you there, but it'll be interesting to see what they come up with, if they just go straight script, like how it was, and just redo it, or a whole different storyline. We'll see.
We'll see.
Let's see. Blade, they're in talks to either A, reboot it and put it within the Marvel universe.
I shoot for that.
I'd shoot for that too. And if that doesn't go through, then they might even try for a Netflix series.
Who would you get to play Blade nowadays?
I don't know. I mean, they were talking to Wesley Snipes, so I don't know if he would still play it or if they would just get somebody else. They tried a TV version of Blade. Where,
with Sticky Fingers from Onyx. Remember
that? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he played Blade. And I thought it was actually not bad.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. Just
I was a little disappointed that it didn't go into another season. But
I'm sure you can find someone.
Let's see. So I would look forward to Blade. I actually liked the Blade movies.
Yeah.
Let's see. Bloodsport, your movie.
Yeah.
they're thinking about doing that one.
I can see that film being done pretty good as a remake, because it doesn't really take much.
I think they said they're actually going to go for more character building, like, you know, than just fighting. So that should make it pretty good. Kind of like on the lines of like a Rocky, maybe, you know.
Okay.
Where they have like they actually build a character and follow him, and, you know, I think it'll be pretty good. This one I think will be amazing. Death Wish. Death awesome. Wish with, you know, was it Bronson?
Yeah, Charles Bronson.
Charles Bronson. But this time it would be with Bruce Willis.
I do like that idea. I mean, Bruce, I do too. Bruce is a man.
I think he'd be one hell of a Death Wish guy.
Yeah.
And the last one that I really kind of thought was kind of cool was Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. Love that movie. Ooh. Steve Martin. Oh, my God. It's so funny.
It's hysterical.
Yes. So, but the only twist on this one is they're going to have females instead of men.
Okay.
So they'll have Rebel Wilson and Anne Hathaway playing the part. So it might be pretty decent. You know, kind of cool.
I'm willing to take a look. If it looks good, I would give that a try.
I don't mind when they reboot and remake movies, as long as they do them right. And even if they, you know, copy it and just make it the same way it was, I don't mind that, as long as it's done, you know, done good.
Yeah.
You know?
Definitely.
But, if anybody want to check that list out, there's like 116 movies. There's a ton of them. Maybe you can write in, email us, let us know what you think would be a good movie to redo or reboot. And we'll try to discuss it on the air. And that's pretty much all I have on that.
Yeah, I mean, it's I think I've covered mostly everything I have for tonight. I think I hit on all the points I wanted to make, and yourself?
I think I hit just about everything I had.
All right, so with that, we can start our wrapping things up. So, guys, we coming down the road, we have a couple of specials that we're going to get done. Bo mentioned earlier they're going to do the 13 Things special that sometime this week they're going to start recording that. We have a Star Wars edition coming up from May the 4th we're going to get out there. And what else were we working on, Bo?
What else did we have? We had we're still gonna follow our summer blockbuster poll.
Yeah, we got that draft, so we're gonna. I guess that's gonna start May the 4th weekend with Guardians.
Got that to follow.
Yeah, like I did pretty well in that draft, I like to think. So
I did okay. There were some other ones that I would have rather had, but, you know, luck of the draw.
Yeah, it's, you know. But other than that, and also, yeah, we're going to have, Craig and I are going to do our every couple episodes take on iZombie. So we're trying to do some shows that we're following from week to week and do some blog stuff with that. And I think all of us are probably going to jump on Game of Thrones when that comes out.
Yeah, I think so too. So, can't wait.
But other than that, and also,
well, see, that's what I like about our blog. We don't just do the one show a week. We do our main show, and then we do other shows. you know, everybody talks about their own little topics or shows or whatever. So always stay tuned to what's going on, because you never know what you might catch.
Definitely, definitely. And yep. With that, we're on Facebook at Take Two Podcasts, on the Twitter at Take Two Podcasts.
The Twitter.
And download, please, on Podomatic and iTunes. Leave good reviews for us, please, on either or of your choice. And also, we are on, I'll check out the blog on take2podcast.com. You know, like Tony just kind of got that going this week. He did a fantastic job with that. So please, you know, check it out, everybody. Hit us up with emails if anything you want us to go over at take2podcast@gmail.com. And I think I covered all of our outlets to get in contact with us.
Okay. And also, thank you to all the people who have friended us on Facebook.
Yes. Thank you, guys.
And I say, in the past couple of weeks, we've had a good amount of people joining, and hopefully they enjoy the show. And if you do, tell some more friends and let them join. Share it out. You know, spread the word.
All right. And
also, happy anniversary to our Bane man, Brian.
Oh, yes. Happy anniversary.
So, happy anniversary. Thing, you know, he had a choice between doing our show and, you know, spending time with his lovely wife, and I guess we didn't
make
the cut. We didn't make the cut. But hope you enjoyed his evening.
Definitely. And with that, good night, everyone. Thanks for listening. Well, good night for us, whenever you listen.
Good night for us. And whenever you listen, good morning, good day, whatever. Good. Just enjoy the show.
Enjoy the show. Later.
All right, take it easy, guys.